God chose a woman. While Abraham was learning to obey God, Sarah was learning to obey her husband, and God was busy doing miracles for both of them. God chose Sarah as surely as He chose Abraham. It took an obedient woman to become the mother of a great nation. Sarah wasn't Abraham's only wife, nor was Isaac Abraham's only son. Hagar, Sarah's maid, who bore Abraham's son Ishmael, was treated with very little regard by Abraham. When Sarah, in jealous anger, demanded that Abraham cast Hagar and her son out into the desert alone, God told Abraham to do as she said, thus fixing in Abraham's heart that only through Isaac's seed would come all the blessings he had promised. Abraham married again after Sarah died, yet you never hear anyone mention this wife. The 6 children Abraham had with Keturah merit just one little verse in Scripture, recording the fact that he had additional children. I know that for Abraham to be the man he was, Sarah had to be a powerful encourager. There must have been times when Abraham became discouraged. I look for the city whose builder and maker is God, and still no city. Well, Abraham, Sarah might have laughingly told him, our life has been a lot more rewarding for the looking, and we have nothing better to do, so we'll try again tomorrow. Who and what would my husband be if he had married another woman? Have I made it possible for him to be a strong, confident, aggressive man of God? Have I allowed God to direct his life and work? Have I appreciated his calling and interests? Have I been a helpmeet for my man? Is he better, stronger, more capable man for having had me as his wife? If God were creating the perfect lady for him, would it have been me? Over the years, I have on many occasions seen what appeared to be a good woman married to a man who seemed to be a worthless, no-account slob. Finally, after years of abuse, the good wife divorces her drunken husband, with everyone agreeing that it was the only thing she could do. Within a year, the worthless drunk marries again. A few months after his marriage, he stops drinking, without the aid of a 12-step program, and then spends the rest of his life working steady, enjoying his new family, loving his new wife, and never touching another drop of liquor. I have enough sense to know that some men are addicted to alcohol, porn, and laziness, regardless of their wives. But I have witnessed the above scenario too many times to dismiss it as insignificant. This is by no means advocating divorce and remarriage. Rather, it says that if some worthless men had wives who were more, you fill in the blank, they would not be so worthless. God chose this one special man and this one special woman to become the father and mother of a great nation. Sarah wasn't commended for being a wonderful mother. She spent most of her life childless, being an old woman before her only son was born, and then she died before Isaac was grown. She was commended because she believed God and called her husband Lord. She was the kind of wife God needed to make the kind of man God chose to bring forth a great nation. God says of Abraham, for I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment. Genesis 18:19. Are your children rebellious? Is your home in shambles, and you cannot get help from your husband? Perhaps the problem lies in how you respond to your man. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as ye do well and are not afraid with any amazement. 1 Peter 3:6.